To help us survive spiritually in today's world, we need to understand how God speaks to us, as well as bring to light how the adversary speaks to us. The more we recognize the way both of these influences show up in our lives, the easier it is to discern and not be fooled. After publishing my book, Not Today, Satan, I felt like there was more to do to help my friends recognize Satan in their own lives. So here's a podcast, Not This Week, Satan, where we explore weekly ideas, experiences, and scriptures to be more aware of the adversary's influence, to help you gain greater desire, confidence, and strength to turn away from the adversary and towards Jesus. Okay, episode one. I just want to kind of talk a little bit about why this podcast was born. After writing my book, Not Today, Satan, I didn't feel like I was done with this topic. I was talking to my husband, Travis, about some ideas about how I could keep going, and he threw out this idea of a podcast, which I weirdly got excited about because that has never crossed my mind as something I wanted to do. But we were brainstorming kind of what the purpose of it could be, different topics and all of those things. And I was getting just like really excited. Then something weird happened. So I had spent about 6 hours getting so pumped and thinking about all of the possibilities for this podcast, all of the scriptures and the conference top quotes and personal experiences I could talk about. I started thinking about people I could bring on to discuss things with, and was just genuinely enthused at this idea. Then what happened? The teeniest, tiniest text message just sent me over the edge. Not to be dramatic, but like into total despair. Suddenly, there was not even a chance I was going to try and start any type of uplifting podcast. I was full of darkness. I had no light to give, or at least that's how it felt. So what happened was I was at the store with all three of my kids, and my husband works from home. I had told him that one of the kids was staying home while we went to the store. But then right before we left, she decided to come with me, and I forgot to tell my husband. So after we had been gone for a bit, he sent me a text asking me where she was because he couldn't find her and he was worried. And I read it and I just fell apart. I know to people with normal brains, this story may not really make sense. But for someone who is so sensitive to making mistakes or messing up, it's a big deal when you realize that you did something that caused even the tiniest bit of something uncomfortable for another person. In this case, my perception was I caused this severe panic for him, ruined his whole day, maybe even ruined his life. Who knows? That's just where my brain went. So here enters Satan, whispering not so quietly in my ear, "Your husband is going to think you're an idiot. Why are you so dumb that you didn't think to tell him she was coming with you?" And on and on. And then switches over from emphasizing my mistake to bringing contention into my heart towards him, towards my husband. Why didn't he check the cameras to see if she came with me? Why was he even upstairs? He was supposed to be working. I've got to be angry with him before he has the chance to be angry with me. The rest of my day was spent with these thoughts and more just running circles in my head and making me miserable, sucking out the light in me, taking all my energy, consuming my entire mind. And none of this was based on realistic thoughts. None of it reflects my relationship with my husband and the way we actually communicate with each other. But there are these natural tendencies in us to be embarrassed at a mistake, and whatever reaction a person has to embarrassment, whether that's shame or defensiveness or whatever, Satan magnifies it. As we pay attention to what's happening in our hearts and in our minds when Satan's influence is present, we can much more easily recognize that dark influence on us and stop it from there. So that takes me to the rest of the story. Later that evening, I was alone in my car. I actually had two places to go that evening, and the first thing that I was going to got canceled, and so I was just in my car on the side of the road waiting to go to the second thing, and I was just praying, "Why, Heavenly Father, why did my brain explode over that?" As I was quiet and still, both physically and mentally, which really is so hard for some of us to do, but just sitting with the problem, not fighting against it, not struggling with it, analyzing, adding extended narratives, just over and over, but finding that point of stillness where the spirit can speak and bring clarity to my mind, it finally came to me. That was Satan. Duh. In recognizing and acknowledging that this magnification of such a small mistake was Satan, darkness was instantly lifted off of my mind. I do believe it's no coincidence whatsoever that something so tiny brought me down so hard just when the idea of this podcast, which will spread Satan's intentions, was a tiny enthusiasm flame. He wanted to put that flame out. The less you know about him and his intentions and how he works, the more destruction he can cause in the dark. But as I paid attention differently and chose to look away from him, his efforts were powerless. So let's go to the scriptures now. In 3 Nephi chapter 18, the resurrected Christ has come to visit the Nephites, and as part of that visit, he teaches and warns them about this type of paying attention. To the multitude of people that had gathered to listen, he said in verse 18, "Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always." Repeat, ye must watch always and pray always. "Lest ye enter into temptation, for Satan desireth to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." This isn't the first time Jesus said this. You can read similar warnings he gave to Simon in the New Testament, and this is just one thing he taught to the people he cared about, but it's a huge one thing. Satan absolutely does not want you to know or be watchful of him trying to destroy your heart. That makes things so much harder for him. But Jesus gives us fair warning of this, and even pulls out the verily, verily, which we know if we're hearing the verily, verily, we better listen up. Our hearts are really the only one thing we can give to God. I've heard it said our hearts or our obedience or our will is truly the only thing we have that is ours alone. In fact, it was Elder Maxwell. He said the submission of one's will is really the only uniquely personal thing we have to place on God's altar, and that all other things we have to give are actually things God has already given to us or loaned to us. And this is what Satan wants to take from us, or what it means when Jesus said, Satan desires to have us. He desires our will. He wants us to use our agency to turn away from the Lord. He wants to take and keep the one thing that is uniquely ours to give to God, our hearts. But just because he wants it doesn't mean he gets it. And Jesus showed us in his mortal ministry exactly what to do to prevent falling into Satan's traps. To minimize the risk of falling into temptation, whatever that temptation may look like for you, whether it's to sin or to compare your life to your friend from 7th grade that you follow on Instagram, or whatever your personal temptation is, watch, pay attention, be aware, anticipate, and alongside of this awareness, pray. Pray for strength, pray for clarity, pray for God to walk with you when you don't feel like you can withstand Satan's attacks today. It's important to know that evil is out there. It's important to know Satan's desires to have your heart, but it's game-changing to know that God has your back, and his light and love and power is so much greater than anything Satan has. When we stay on his side, when we choose Team Jesus, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, as we learn in Doctrine and Covenants. We need to be aware, watching, praying, and living without that dark influence taking over our minds. And in no way do I claim that this or anything else that I say in this podcast will solve our problems or make us happy all the time or even get the adversary off our backs, but it sure can bring much more clarity into our lives and relieve a whole lot of suffering. So that's what I have for today. I hope I said anything here to stir up something in your heart, something to pump you up about paying attention to the influences of that spirit realm. Watch for Satan, listen for God, and keep your mind in the light. Thanks for being here, and we'll see if there's a next episode. I don't know.